Hello, I'm Gage Clayton, and I'm here with my co-host, Michael Germain.
Hello.
Today we are going to debate on the Tigers, or not necessarily debate, but we are going to have a conversation on what we think, how we think the Tigers are doing.
So, how often do you watch the Tigers? Not just Tigers, actually. Baseball all around the MLB.
I try to watch it as much as I can, usually at least once a week.
Mm-hmm. I'm about the same. I mean, I don't keep up with, like, other team statistics, but I do watch the Tigers a lot, so.
Yeah, me too. That's really the only team that I necessarily watch is the Tigers.
Yeah. So, like, how do you think they performed so far this season?
They've performed better than last season, but I won't say that they've performed great, because they're still not over 500 when they were so close. They were at, like, .485, and they only needed one game to get over 500, and they didn't do that. So they're not doing too good, but they're doing better than last year.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, at this point, they've got such a tough division. I don't know if they can finish above 500 because it's just so competitive with the Twins and the Indians.
Yeah, they're also third in their division, which is better than last year, better than being last in their division.
Yeah. I will say the Twins have improved, so it's going to be harder for them for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Also, their bullpen hasn't been very great because due to injuries and other stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, our closer's good. Shane Green, he's been doing pretty well so far. Our relief pitchers are okay. Jimenez, who we picked up from the AAA, has been doing better. And as far as starters go, the only good one we really have that I really pay attention to is Zimmerman, basically.
Yeah, and even then, Zimmerman hasn't been doing too great.
Yeah, I mean, ever since we lost, all of our good pitchers, it's just not been great. Because, like, our batting has been okay. I think Miguel Cabrera has declined a lot with his batting. Our fielding's okay. I think it's mainly just our pitchers.
Yeah, pitchers can definitely lose a game for any team, though. Also, due to the fact of Miguel Cabrera blaming the lineup for him not hitting any more home runs, what do you think about that?
I mean, at first I thought it was kind of dumb. But now that I thought about it, he mentioned how before he had people like Prince Fielder and Victor Martinez batting behind him, so they'd pitch differently to him, and I could understand that. But as far as him like just completely whiffing on balls, there's no excuse for that, I don't think.
Yeah, I think the fact that he doesn't have as many powerhouse hitters behind him in the lineup or even in front of him can be a cause of that, of people pitching different to him, but him not hitting home runs is his fault for missing the ball.
You know, I think they could put in Castellanos over Miguel. I'd put him, like, farther up and move Miguel up to, like, second, maybe. I think he's sitting at third right now. Because Castellanos is probably one of our best batters right now, along with our pickup from the Pirates.
Yeah, definitely. Castellanos has a great bat. I also think that they need to be more consistent with everything, including drafting, because no Detroit teams have been good at drafting, and I feel as if the Tigers could draft better, we might be able to find a player that would fit well, but there's really no way to tell whether a draft pick is going to be good or not because you don't know how the player is going to perform in the majors.
Speaking of pickups, what do you think about the new prospect, John Sherbert? We picked him up probably about 2 weeks ago, so...
Yeah, I think that he's a pretty great pitcher. He did struggle at first because he does throw sidearm, and depending on how he performs in the majors, if he performs consistent, I see him staying for a while. But if he performs inconsistent, I feel that they should trade him to try and get someone more consistent on the mound.
Yeah, or even trade him up for like a draft pick. It could be another option. You know, free agency, we need to do good in free agency. I'm not sure quite how much cap room Tigers have, but it ought to be a lot because we don't really have too many expensive contracts other than, I think, Miguel. Miguel's going for a lot. But, how do you think they'll improve later in the season and how they can improve?
Well, they definitely need to change something with the rotation and the bullpen. They need to make something – they need to, like, change something to where it works better, and the starting pitchers need to just be more consistent on the mound. You can't, like, throw – a perfect inning with 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches and then have him walk like 5 guys in an inning.
I agree. I think they should become more solid with their lineup. They've been moving a lot of guys around. There's no real solid position because we have Hicks at catcher. Sometimes he replaces Miguel Cabrera at first base and Miguel will go to like DH, like designated hitter. So it's just kind of a mess right now. They don't really know where anybody's playing.
Yeah, I feel that they need to figure that out. And also, depending on if someone does retire or we trade someone that has been a key part or used to be a key part of the lineup, I wonder if they need to transition smooth. They definitely need to try and transition smooth, but I don't know if that player can fill that role of that star player.
I don't even think we need a star player. We just need a position player, someone who could go out there and do their job, you know. We already kind of have a veteran leader in Miguel. Castellanos, we've had him for a while as well. So I think that whoever we pick up will shape into somebody, especially with our new manager. I think he'll do well.
So thoughts on Miguel Cabrera, and what do you think the Tigers should do now that he has been performing below par?
Trade him. You know, he's got maybe like 5 years left, if that, and he's been declining ever since. I think his contract, his most recent contract, was pretty bad. So I think we should probably trade him before he retires. That way we can get something out of him. So yeah, it, just because even that batting lineup thing it just shows his decline.
Yeah, he's definitely having a decline, and, you know, sometimes people can find excuses for that. Mm-hmm. And I think that shouldn't happen. I think you should just blame it on yourself and keep trying to improve and get better.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you where do you think they're going to draft? Do you think they're going to go 500? And if they do you think they'll get, like, someone in the middle of the first round or early? Or
I would hope they get middle to early. Just because we need a good draft pick coming to the Tigers. We need a younger guy that is actually consistent, and even if he starts out in the minors and works his way up and becomes more consistent throughout the years, we just need a good player that can go out and do his job. We need a consistent player. Yeah. Like Nicholas Castellanos, and I feel that if we do get a player that can play the outfield, I don't think Nick Castellanos should be in right field anymore. I think they should put him back at third base.
Third, yeah, he's a good third baseman, honestly. I think that's probably his best position. He's got a great arm. I feel like they should put some more, like, because Jimenez, we drafted him when he was 16. So, by the way, he worked up to the Tigers, he was about 20, something like that. He didn't have too many seasons in, double A, triple A. We've kind of shaped him. I think what we should do with those type of pitchers, we should throw them at third. They've got an arm, they're accurate, and it'll kind of get them used to playing the MLB, see what caliber players they're going against, maybe work on their batting a little bit, throw them in the batting rotation when we're playing, like, easier teams.
What's your opinion on, like, injuries affecting the Tigers? Like, do you think it is, like, worse right now, or it could be worse?
I mean, obviously it could be worse, but it's pretty bad right now. Jordy Mercer being out, he was a really good second baseman. It's been affecting them pretty bad. I think most Detroit teams in general have always suffered with injury.
So. Yeah, and I think they need to do a better job of keeping their players healthy and not, like, overdoing anything and not having them trying to, like... Because I think the reason they're being more inconsistent is because they constantly have to sub players in and out, and they're constantly moving players around because of injuries. So I feel like the players could do a better job of trying to stay more healthy.
Yeah, I think if you have a more static lineup, your team chemistry builds up, and you'll get used to playing with them, and you'll play better.
Yeah, you need to have a kind of like a set lineup to make sure that the team does perform well with each other and just be more consistent on defensive and offensive side of the ball.
So what do you think of our new manager compared to Osmus?
He's a lot better than Osmus. I personally did not like Osmus. I didn't like what he was doing with the Tigers. Miggy could have done so much better in those seasons. Mm-hmm. He just wasn't happy with the management is what I heard, and I've read stuff online about it. And it's just, I feel as if that we got a good deal out of the manager that we're doing now, and he can stay in here for a long time because he's doing great with the Tigers and what he has due to injuries.
He's got a lot of experience, too. He's a veteran manager, and he's much better than Osmus. Because Osmus wasn't exactly old. He's kind of young, maybe in his 30s, 40s. But he's a little more childish. He wasn't very professional, you know. Overreacted a lot, but I do think Garden hires a lot better than Osmus as well.
This has been Gage Clayton and Michael Germain on the Tigers 9.